You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. This we started 2 weeks ago, on Labor Day, I think it's called. Shayfish Rosh Hashanah. Ein mavir nalav esatchum. Right? Let's just go over. In other words, in the Mishnah it says, you're not allowed to go ahead and do an Isser, it's Yomtiv, and in order to blow the Shayf, you have to do an Isser. Isser deraisa, Isser derabanan, fix the Shayf is deraisa, tikkun mana, climb a tree, ride a horse, whatever to get it, go out of the tchum, right? So those you're not allowed to do, right? That's what, and we went into the difference between that number two, number three is the Rashi and the Tor that we went into. But let's see the Chedush Ran. Okay, the Chedush Ran. That should be. It could be it's the same thing. I meant the Pirush Ran. I'm sorry. I should have said. It's probably the same thing anyway. Yeah, it's come out the same thing. My timer. Why? Oh, I'm sorry. The Gemara. Look at the number one, the end of number one, where it says Gemara. You see that? The end of number one. The Gemara says, "My timer. Why can't you climb the tree? Why can't you go out of tchum? Why can't you fix the shayfa? Shayfa asehu, v'yamtav asevo loisase." So we know a klal, esa deicha loisase, but ein esa deicha loisase v'esa. That's a klal. Since yesterday's parsha, right? The Maritika parsha is so full of mitzvahs that have to do with what we learned in yeshivas, right? So one of them is climb betzitzis. Why is climb next to tzitzis? Right, the Gemara says, why is climb next to tzitzis? To tell us that if you have a baggage shlopishin and you have to put on tchelis, and tchelis is wool, right? Tchelis is wool, so it's going to be shotness. Right? What are you going to do? It's an iser. So what's the svara chitzayna? What would I have said? You can't do it. Too bad. Shev al tase. You have an essay, you have a loisase. Don't do it. Shev al tat. Tzok the Torah. No, that's the smichas. You're allowed to do it. So Chazal, like Moshe used to say, with their X-ray vision, right, Ruvain? With their X-ray vision, they looked at it. And they said, no, it doesn't mean just climb betzitz. It means it's more general. Like the Ramchal brings many times, Asu a Torah klolim klolim. The Torah is a klal. It's not just a prat. When the Torah tells us something, it's not just a prat. The one thing, we have to learn out. And the Vada doesn't mean for us to make drushes and learn out. Like Ruvain used to say, put our coats on Avram Avinu and decide that's what Avram Avinu was. But we're talking about Chazal. Chazal saw from here a klal, that essay is doichaloisase. That's the klal. All right? So we have a din essay doichaloisase, but in klein betzitzis, there's a loisase, there's an essay, and that's it. If you have a loisase of an essay, so it's stronger, and you can't say essay doichaloisase v'essay. So yomtif is not only a loisase, but it's also an essay. Shabbos sign, a pasuk in Emor, but it says by some of the yomtivim, Chazal say, goes on all the yomtiv. Every yomtiv, right? And you look at the Rambam, the Chinuch, the Meina, Shabbosan is an essay. So since yomtiv Gabi, right, is a loisav essay, ain essay deicha loisav essay. That's what the Ran says. On that, the Rashba adds. And in order to understand the Rashba, which is five, we'll first go to six. Let's see, like this. The reason this Gemara is in three places, two places in Shabbos. I'll just say the because it's Negeya. And one place in Pesachim. The basic, the reason over here is because Gemara adds in one line, which the Gemara is, in other places, Rashi puts in that line. I don't know why, and maybe I should look in these new Gemaras. They probably have someone talks about it. But in Pesachim, the Gemara adds one line. What's the question? Like this. Let's first see the Mishnah. You talk about a Korban Pesach. Hatzamas vagidin vanoiser, right? You can't eat hatzamas. Right, there's no vagin, vanoisa, so they might have meat marrow in it. Yisufu b'shishasa. They should burn, in other words, like this. You eat the Korban Pesach at night. In the morning, it becomes noiser. So since it becomes noiser, we know the din is a mitzvah essay to burn noiser. It's a mitzvah essay. Rambam counts it as a mitzvah essay. So now, but you don't burn it on Yom Tov. You burn it on the 16th, the morning of the 16th. Right? The reason you wait till the morning and not the night, because there's also din, if you remember, ain't sarfin kotchim belaila. That's a klal, ain't sarfin kotchim belaila. Yadua, the Dugul Mevavah's famous ha'ara, Mishabur quotes it somewhere, I don't remember where, maybe in Hilchos Yom Tov, I don't remember. He says that, L'chera, you shouldn't be able to burn challah at night. When your wife makes chav, she makes it Thursday night. She shouldn't have it, so if she saves it for some reason, not to burn at night. He's mad at the end. He says, different than kachum. But kupon, that's the din. So you wait till the 16th. Now, the question is, why do you wait till the 16th? So the Gemara understands that this is not a tzayur chayyim. Why doesn't that, a lot of Rishayim go into it? We're not going to go into it. But that's the question. Why can't you go ahead and do it on Yom Tov 4? Let's turn the page. Look at the Gemara. Vamai, look at that first line. This question doesn't appear in two other places in the Gemara. Vamai, nesi esse v'yitcheloisese. Rashi says in other places. In other places is in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos, Chof Dalet. The Gemara says that, ain't surfing kachim be yomtif. You can't, when you have a kachim become possible, which nice is one of them, you can't burn a yomtif. Why not? So Rashi says, I yove esse v'yitcheloisese. Another place, the Gemara in Rebbe Elazar de Mila, the Kufla Megimel, the Mishnah says that if you have Mila Shaloi Bismana, ain't a Deichaloisa Shabbos, Veloisa Yamtif. Right? We know Mila is Deicha Shabbos Bismana, but it's not Deicha Shaloi Bismana. In fact, the Gemara on Yamtif, why not? Yava Essay, no, the Gemara doesn't say that, but that's what Gemara Mitzah says, let the Essay of Mila be Deicha the Lav of Yamtif. So the Gemara asks, so the reason I just bought this Gemara is because the Gemara asks in three places, by Mila Shul Bismana, by Noisem, by Psulei Mugdosh. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So Gemara brings three Psukim. Now we'll just do the first two. The third one is already, look, Amar Chizki, V'chein Tane Bei Chizki, Amar Kra. The Aleph is a note, it's a mis. Lois Asiru Memeno Ad Boiker, V'anoisem Memena Ad Boiker Be'esh Tisofu. So look at the pasuk. Don't leave the Karban Pesach till the morning. Vanoisa memena, and what's left from the Karban Pesach, you should burn. But the word ad boiker is extra. It could have said vanoisa memena. No, don't leave it till the morning. And if you do, burn it. Oh, so I would say, when do you burn it? The morning of the 15th. Why Shia? Because it is a mitzvah to burn it. Yom Tov is an essay. Asa deichalaisa se. She'ein tamid loyma ad boiker. It didn't have to say ad boiker. Ma Talmud loy ma ad boike. Why does I have to tell you ad boike? Litoin loy boike shenisrei posa. Loy sisir man ad boike. Don't leave it till the morning of the 15th. And if you did, burn it on the morning of the 16th. In other words, but not on Yom Tov. Why not? Because you don't burn kachim on Yom Tov. Why not? Because the pasuk says so. It's exeris akos. Oh. So Rishonim said, we'll just speak it out. What do you learn from this pasuk? Not only you can't burn kachim, you learn a little more. Why? Because look at the next Gemara. Abaya Amar, no, the third mandama, sorry. Rava Amar, Amakra, the Gimel is also a note, I guess. Hula, it's going by Yom Tov. Hula Vada Yaslechem. Hu Veloy Machshira, right? There's a mandama in Beya, you can only do Malachas Oichel Nefesh, not the Machshira Oichel Nefesh. Levadoi Veloy Mila Shaloi Bismana, which I would think from a Kavachim, you could, the Kavachim is not important, right? I mean, it's important, but not for us now. In other words, the next mandama says, that I would think you can, Mila could be Deuch Yom Tov, a Pasuk can be Deuch Yom Tov. So the Gemara is bringing one Pasuk, they can't burn Kachem, Psulim, and Yom Tov, another Pasuk of a Mila. Okay, good. So the one for Mila should belongs to Mila. The one for Psulim's Kachem belongs where? The Gemara by Mila brings the same Psukim. So Rishayim say, because what do you learn out from this Pasuk? What do you learn out from this Pasuk? So we'll see later on a we can look. Let's skip the 10. Look at the 10, just the Teretz. The Shema, right? The Mamish, the end of the second line. Mikan lo neilef lefish yochel asos achay Yom Tov. This is Bekitzim. Rishayim say more, the Ramban, the Rajba. They say what you learn out for here is not that, okay, oh, you really should say Eser Deicha lo Yisase. The reason, there's Gzeres HaKosov. No, the Pshat in the Gzeres HaKosov is, why can't you do the meal on Yom Tov? Because I can wait till tomorrow. Why can't I burn the Kachem on Yom Tov? Because I can do it tomorrow. In other words, Eser Dachalaisa is not applicable. We could do it tomorrow. For carrot. In some Yishayim it's Masha, we know it is a klal, Efshel Lekayim Shneim. That means if I could be Mekayim the Eser without doing Dachalaisa, which you don't have to know the case.
Shmini?
Right, we're talking about Mila Shubazmana. Mila Shubazmana. This is not a good example because this is a question you all talk about, but maybe. It's a question asked. Yibum you could do with Chayv Elavin. From Mamzeres false, you could do Yibum Chayv Elavin. So let's say his brother was married to two women. One's a Mamzeres and one's not a Mamzeres. So can he go ahead and do with a Mamzeres? Eser Deicholoisa. Yeah, but you could do with the other one. Okay, so some say that's not true. But Eser Deicholoisa, let's use a different example. Eser Deicholoisa means, let's say, you have to put on, what's the Gemara? Afshalakayim Shneim. You want to do Kisei Adam on Yom Tov, it would be in Lav. So you say, okay, so I'll dig the earth. So what do you mean? You got some ready earth. What are you doing? Yeah, but I want to save that for tomorrow. You can't do that because it's Avshurkaim Shneim. So over here, it's also called Avshurkaim Shneim because I can wait till tomorrow, even though it's different. It's not right now. Rishayim go into. The Havamina was Chaviyu Mitzvah B'shayit Azrizim Akdim L'mitzvah. That also would make a Doicha. Kamashul and not. Okay, so this is a whole big sugya by itself. What's exactly the Kamashul? But whatever it is, it's because you could do it tomorrow. That's what the Gemara says. So in other words, what we're saying is, really, Sreifas Kachem should be Doicha Yom Tov, but you could do it tomorrow. Really, Mil Shabbos Manah should be Doicha Yom Tov, but you could do it tomorrow. Okay? Oh, comes along, let's look at the Gemara. Rav Ashi Amar, Ashkechin de Yom Tov Esahu. Rav Ashi Amar, there's a mistake in the computer. Rav Ashi Amar, the Aleph. Shabbos in the Yom Tov Esehu. Ve'ein, again, I don't know what do these letters mean? What? Oh, it goes to Wid Psukim. Rav Ashi Amar, Shabbos in the Yom Tov Esehu. Ve'ein Ese Dechel Ese. Rav Ashi says a very simple teretz. Yom Tov is a loisus of essay. And ein Ese Dechel Ese. So what happened to the other three Amorim? Why didn't they answer that? So Pashup Shat, Toisvis and Yevamis, and Toisvis Yishonim in number 10 and number 11, right? Let's learn that first. Look at Toisvis Yishonim. That's V'im Toimar. They forgot to put the... You see 10? V'im Toimar. It should be V'im Toimar, not V'es. V'im Toimar. Hanach Amaroi, those Amaroim, the Le'el, meaning on Chavdalam Abezin Shabbos. This is already in Chafei. Rabashi's on Chafei. The other three, the Savri, the Yom Tov, Loisase Greida. Yom Tov is only a Loisase. Nelef Mehocha, let's learn out from here, the Lo Dochi Ese Es Loisase. In other words, we have a klal like this. Ese Docha Loisase. Where do we know that from? So we said, Klein Betzitzis. Right now, all of a sudden, we have Shreifas Kachim, Mila Shalib Ismana, let's say, Ishman Domer, that tells us no, Ein Ese Deicha Loisase. So, what would be, how do Chazal look at that? When you have a Pasuk that says, yes, you could, and a Pasuk says, no, you can't. Right? So, one of them must be the Klal, and one of them must be an exception to the rule. Right? We know we can't be Mechal Shabbos, yet the Torah says, that Kabbarnas Adeicha Shabbos. So let's learn out any mitzvah. No, this is different because it had the Gemara asks that, right? In other words, every time you have steers in drushes to tell you a certain concept, right? What do? You have to learn one is the klal and one is the miyat, is the exception. Which one would be the klal over here? You have, since this tells you you could do Esadeicha Leisa, Sreifas Kachem, Midas Shabbos tells you can't do. So which would be the klal? So that's a klal, Gadol, Mishanim, it speaks it out, Poshit. It's Mashrin Gemaras. You go back to the Svara Chitzayna. What's the logic? The logic is Esa shouldn't be Deicha Loisase. Tzitzis is the exception. You tell me if Tzitzis is the exception, then why do you need a Pasuk by Kachem? They can't be. That's very simple. Because if you wouldn't have by Kachem, so I would say Tzitzis is the rule. Tzitzis is the rule that you could, which is true. And you say you could. So you need Sreifas Kachem telling you, no. The learning is you can't say Esa Deicha Loisase. Tzitzis is the exception. That's Tosfos Yishonim's kasha. Okay? That's his kasha. V'chi ay gavna parach b'yivamis, different gemaras. Shema mekanol, the gemara talks about Esa Deicha Loisase shebekoris. Let's learn out, this is Deicha Shabbos, Mila is Deicha Shabbos, learn out, no, Mila is different, Nechusu Le'yad Gimel Brisa, so forth. V'shema mikan lo nelef l'fishu yochel asas acha yomtev. Maybe over here it's different. And it's like this. You have two psukim. They seem to contradict each other. So we have a way of yavakasa shlishi v'chibeinayim, a svara. The one on tzitzis is you have to do today. That's why asa dechel oisa, right now. You have a mitzvah of tzitzis. You can't say, I want to wait till tomorrow. Right now, I have the mitzvah of tzitzis. I could do tomorrow and today. It's different mitzvahs. Mashiach esreifas kachem milash v'blan is one time. So therefore, I could wait till tomorrow. Right. Similarly, in number 11, Tosfos also says the same thing. So, let's look at 11. Vim Taima. Adi Alfi. The Gemara says you learn out from climb betzitzis. Like the Gemara says, ain't sreifas kachim dechi yamta vaneis men abayka. The Gemara will learn to bal kasalit and bakshay sreifasa. Yesh loyma the shiny hasam the lobot lemitzvasa. You're not going to be, if you're going to not do it, you're not bevat lemitzvah. Yochel lesarich for acha yamtiv, right? Mashainkein tzitzis is not right now. If you're not going to wear the tzitzis. Right, you know, bevat lemitzvah. Right, you can't tell me put on a be like Rabbi Scheinberg because Rabbi Scheinberg also did a lot of mitzvahs. He did 100 of them at one time. You can't say take off one and get 99. That means you made me lose one mitzvah. Right,
Makom Makom. What allows you to assume you'll be alive tomorrow?
What?
How do you make that assumption?
Joel, I see Elul's really taking you very seriously. Okay.
You
mean Shema Yama? You're not Shema Yama Slo Chashin. That's a point. I don't know. Okay, no, it's a point that the Rishayim say in the Havamina that Mechetaisi. I mean Zvizu Makdim and Chavim Mitzvah Shait. Okay, it's a valid point. Okay, but what can I do? The Chazal say.
Right? You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The most funny is the kedusha that by doing Mrs. Essay. Right. Mrs. Essay is more powerful. Because it comes
on
better
than the Lo's
essay.
Therefore, it
works out a little different.
Yeah, yeah, okay, but this is what the Rishayim, Mekom Mokom, Elav the Baikasheni, Lo Yisi Mechalik. I would say not that way, like Joel's saying, let's put it that way. Why should I say, may do it tomorrow, do it today? Mavrin Dach. But at Akoponim, what do you see from these Rishayim, from this Taisa Shem, this Taisa? The other Marim argue, which is the Chayp Pashup Shem, the Gemara. Okay, so now that we know that, and we can look at number 12 also. Look at 12. And as we're saying, the other Marayim argue. That's Pashup Shah. In 12, take a look. Hamitzvah Kufnun Tes, the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, Shitzivanu Lishbois Mimalacha B'yem Rishon Pesach. It's a mitzvah essay. And then he counts off on Pesach, on Shuwis, on Rosh Hashanah. He goes through all the Yomim Tovim, all seven Yomim Tovim. There you have it. Okay, so he says, what does it mean? He means this. Not to do malacha. How do I know that? He says that maybe you'd think that it's just a description of the day. He says, no. The Gemara says that it's an essay. That means the Rambam was saying, I would think that maybe Shabbosan is not a mitzvah, it's a description of the day. That means the other Marayim, Taka says Shabbosan is not a mitzvah, it's a description of the day. So we have a machloikis amarayim, if Yom Tov is an essay or not. It's only love. Another. So again, let's just chazer the Gemara. Why don't you burn kachim on Yom Tov? Why don't you do milah shabbosman on Yom Tov? So Rabashi, which we paskin like, says, like you see the Rambam Nechinuch counted his essay, it's a loisa seva essay. The other Marayim say, you have a gzeres akosim. Now you ask me, according to Rabashi that says it's because a loisa seva essay, let's say you had an essay derech loisa, but you could do tomorrow, I have no makor for it. That's a very good point. There's a sefer called Baruch Tam, the chassidim known as the Divrei Chaim Shver. Davi Nezik said his Derech Halimut came from me. He was a goyin ader, the Baruch Tam. I'll tell a very nice story to him. The Baruch Tam was a meridik goyin, goyin in learning, and his, I hate to use, specialty was Rishayim. He has a goes on the Shmaitzer, a goes on the Ktzois. Now they're finding, you know, because of communication, able to go. They had a goes on this safe, and they're printing up a lot of things from him. It was a meridik goyin in Rishayim. And the Shmaitzer, a lot of times, many times, Shmaitzer Sakash says, this is already Musker in the Ram, this is a Rashba, this is a Ritva, right? And he had less Rishayim than we have. And he didn't have them with the footnotes. And he didn't have good print. But he knew the Rishayim, that's what he did. So the story I read once was that he once came to Ramotcha Benet, the famous Ramotcha Benet, Rashiv in Nicholsburg, it was a big goyin, and Ramotcha Benet was giving a shiur. And when Baruch Tam walked in, he didn't know, of course, that it was the Baruch Tam, he had walked in, you know. And he's giving a shiur, and he's listening to the shiur. And he says, oh, it's a chakira, something. So he says, I'm a furshe ran. And he says the ran word for word. He says something else. Oh, that's a rashba. He says the rashba word for word. Later on, this. What do you mean, the ritva, word for word. So he says, Gav Rabbi comes, makes a suda in honor of him. And then they're about to bench. He gives him a question. He should bench. He says, where's the bench? I might skip some words in benching. He says, I might skip some words in benching. So everybody says it's, you know, it's Mardika Yerushimayim. I say it was his mind was so fatifed in learning, he probably in benching, his mind used to go off. You know, that's the, that could be. Back upon him, the other, so that's what it comes out. So now let's go back to the beginning, to number five. So again, we have a Gemara over here. We have a Gemara, Yankov. I needed the Ran, because it's missing one line in the Ran. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. That's right. That's correct. The Ran is there. What did the Ran say? The Ran, let's go again, the Ran. He says, my timer, Shaifer, heavy, Shaifer, Esser, who, that's number four. And S, and the Gemara says, why can't you climb a tree? Why can't you go to Tchum? Why can't you fix a Shaifer? Because Yomtiv is a Loisa, a Esser, a Ein Esser, a Dech, a Loisa, a So Zok the Ran, my time is Shaifer, Esser, a Yomtiv, a Kush to the Milsa, comma. He's saying the truth. Yomtiv is a Loisa, a Esser. Miu, however, loy tzrichin lahachi. The Gemara didn't have to say it. Dafilo heavy yomtiv loy tzrichin lahachi. Even if yomtiv would be just a loy tzrichin. Let's say yomtiv would be just a loy tzrichin. What would be the din? It still couldn't be doichit. Why? Because lo asi machshirei shayfer v'dachaloi d'ha be'idna d'ka'akalav loy mekayim esay. We have a klal in the Gemara quite a few places that esa doichaloy tzrichin doesn't mean I could do an Aveira in order to get to Allah, a mitzvah. The klal is, has to be by climb betzitzis. What's that? That when I'm over climb, I'm a climb betzitzis. But if I have to be over a lav to get to mitzvah, there you don't say esa decholoi. So that's a Gemara in a few places, in Shabbos and Yifamis. Be'idna de kamaka lav, hasi mekayim esed. That's the klal. So over here, you're climbing the tree, not being mekayim the mitzvah till you blow the shofar. You're going out of the tchum. Right? You're not being mekayim the mitzvah. So why, you don't need loisus of essay, right? The reason is because not for idna. So Ran says, you're right. You could say that reason. But the Gemara said the truth, the yomtiv is a loisus of essay. Bring me a raya that you have to say that's because of be'idna. Bring me a raya, a portion of raya, now that we learned everything. Oh, very good, Shia. Shia from Lakewood says that that the reason is that the other Merayim, how are they going to explain the Mishnah? The Mishnah says you can't do all these Yisurim for Shaifer. Why don't you Esa Deicholoisa? So you can't answer Esa Deicholoisa essay because Yomtiv is just a Loisa set. So according to them, you have to say Beidna. Why did Gemara pick Loisa essay? Kusha the Milsa. Basically, what the Rana said, because that's the halacha. Gemara is going with Rabashi. Beina Chanami, the other Merayim would say something else. She was Mechavan to a. In number five, to the Rashba. My time, a yomtiv eser v'loisa. Ika l'meidik. L'manda amrim, maybe, bepek me madlikin. The law of a yomtiv eser v'loisa. My ika l'meimer. What do you do with the other merayim? Yesh laim adam l'cha. They would say that every time of the hocha, mishum the hevelay machshir and she'ef shal asay some erev yomtiv. Hilkach loy. Domi ula dochi. I think it's dochi. Afilu lav greida. Dochi, some sort of mistake. Afilu lav greida. Oh, in other words, so why did the Gemara say it? So the Gemara is going with the Bashi Lalacha. That's basically what the, if everybody doesn't mind changing, because I'm going to use this for the yeshiva also this week. Our new Mashgiach is making me work very hard. He's making me, in my Shir Klali, do notes, do these things too. So I said, you know, I'll give the same Shir, so I don't have to bother Yankov twice a week. I'm sorry, thank you. Shataka, thank Yankov. I was there at his house last night. Just to write over what I say is hard. Okay, I appreciate it. All right. Okay, that's the Rashba. Okay, now we will start the beginning of the shir. This is all the introduction. Okay, now we go to number eight. This is what the shir is about.
What's the basic answer?
What's the what?
I'm sure there's a basic answer that I found in this episode. In the past couple of weeks. These things that are after the Mishnah are all
We did speak about that. They're not all Shvusim. The Ran, that's why I needed the Ran. That's the one line missing the Ran, I think. The Ran says that even though they're Shvusim, right, David's asking, these things are mostly Shvusim. In fact, in the Mishnah, it says, Bein B'davar Shu B'Shvus, Bein Shvus. So the Ran says that the Chazal said that just like you can't be over the Lav, you can't be over the Rabbanan either. Rabbi Kiva Eger takes out from there. Again, it's not just specific to this Mishnah, it's a general klal. That when you have a din derabbanan, you look at it as what they call the mother is, right? What the if you have a siag, to something which is kares, I guess, you'd say it has a chaymer of lav shebekares. The Rabbanon. It's a good point. That's what Kivek takes out from there. It doesn't say that exactly. Ran just says in the Rabbanon they weren't doichi either. It doesn't say in the Ran, therefore any place you have it. Rav Kivega starts asking questions from many places and he makes chalukim. But then we'll learn it like Rav Kivega because it's Rav Kivega. So I think that makes more sense than I'm going to say about it. All right, let's look at 8 now. Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham. So we have the teretz of the Ran. Magen Avraham quotes the Ran. Again, what's the Ran asks, what do you need? Loises of Esa? You could say Be'idna. So he says, yeah, and a chanami. You could say Be'idna, but the real, we're saying the Kush to the Mils. The Shibole Aleket, a Rishon, asks the Kasha on the Gemara. Yes, the Ran just says Pshat, but he's asking Kasha. What do you need? Loisavasa, you could have said Be'idna. So Ran says, and a chanami. Shibole Aleket, yes, Hiksha, Shoma, Shibole Aleket. Matzor in that Gemara. Matzor, Loime, Yomtevesa, Loisavasahu, Afila Loisela Chudnami Lodochi, Kivan the Be'idn, the Me'akalav, Loma Kaimase. Right? Tirits Rabbeinu Tam. So in the Shibbola Leket, there's a Tirits from Rabbeinu Tam. This is the famous Rabbeinu Tam sheet of Magen Avraham quotes. The Chassam Sofer on the side says, if you look at the Shibbola Leket, there's no Rabbeinu Tam. How Shibbola, you have to take this. A new one came out, so maybe I'll take a look at it. But in the How Shibbola Leket, it doesn't say Rabbeinu Tam's name. It says the Tirits. He says, maybe he had a different print. He says, I don't know. Could be. Maybe they have now, you know, they do all kinds of things. We'll see. Maybe it was a different print. But he quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. It does say this Teretz in the Shibbola Leket, but not B'Name Rabbeinu Tam. Teretz Rabbeinu Tam, the essay, the Rabbim Dochi Loisase. Because of this Kasha, you need Be'idna, and for the Shibbola, the Rabbeinu Tam, over here you don't need the Ridna. Why? Because it's an essay, the Rabbim. It's a different, it's a stronger essay. An essay, the Rabbim doesn't need Be'idna. What makes Shofar Esther the Rabbis? That's what we spoke about 2 weeks ago. I forgot the minute of the Makam Esther, Atkal Lashayna. Now, what makes, don't look further. What, you weren't here, you said. So, what makes it Esther the Rabbis, Shofar? Oh, so in other words, because on the day of Rosh Hashanah, so Lulav would also be Esther the Rabbim. He's the Rabbim Mamachuim, all men, right? Or, which there is a Gemara like that. The Gemara says, Rachman Slan, Avelis is not Noigan Yomtov, because Yava Essay, the Avelis, the Rabbim, I'm sorry, Simcha, the Rabbim, Vyitcha Avelis, the Yochid. Poshim Shad is Simcha, everybody's having Simcha, right? Could be even women. Right? And Avelis is the Yochid, Rashi says, a Shreb Shad, and that's the Rashi that's not real Rashi, real Rashi says, Poshim, because it's only his particular, he has a veilus Rachmanis on that day. But Magen Avraham says over here not, because there's certain kashas. He says, venerally the chametz, meaning, because he's talking, that's why it's in Hilchas Chametz. Let's say the burn chametz on Yom Tov, Tashbisu. Is it Deicha also Lo Be'idnas? He says, no, I chametz Esed Rabbim, everybody's Mechuyim and Tashbisu. He says, venerally the chametz Lo Mikri Esed Rabbim, the Dafka Shofar Shayochid Moitzi Rabbim Yidei Chavosim Mikri Esed Rabbim. Dimloy Ken Chametz Nami Esed Veloisa Velitcha Esed Veloisa. So the Yom Tov, he brings Rishayim over there that the Esed is not Deicha Loisa Veloisa, but Esed and Veloisa says Deicha Esed Veloisa. Riff. So he says so. Esed Tashbisu, which is Esed and Loisa Bali Ra, should be Deicha to Lav and Esed of Yom Tov. Why doesn't it? That's not called, talk about the Tadut Shlom Bidna, because it's because you don't say that's not called the Esed the Rabbim. Yeah, that's not Esther the Rabbi. But basically, he says Esther the Rabbi, which we spoke about last 2 weeks ago. Esther the Rabbi means by blowing the shofar, you can be moitzi a lot of people, hundreds, thousands of people, right? Okay, fine. Now, that's so the Magen Avraham, the Rabbeinu Tam, let's call it, the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam and the Shibbur Leket that the Magen Avraham quotes, says, why didn't the Gemara say Be'idna? Because you don't need Be'idna here because of Esther the Rabbi. So what's going to be the obvious Kasha Shia, the same Kasha? What? What do you do with the other Marim now? If you're going to tell me that the reason it's Deicha, because Esed the Rabbim does not require Be'idna, which we'll talk about why, what other Marim going to say? That's the Turi Evans Kasha. Look at the Turi Evans. What? That's Shver to say. You can't say, if the Gemara is being Mechadish, Esed the Rabbim is Deicha, not Be'idna, and others are not going to hold them. There's no way to make a machloikas from that. Joel says, he's saying, okay, they'll have to say it's taka not be'idna. So if it's not be'idna, say it for that mandamatum. That he doesn't need be'idna. You're right. In the Gemara, it's muchach, and it's going to the man d'amalois of essay. But what made the Gemara say it? Must be the Gemara knew beforehand. That was a given. That was already an axiom, I guess they call it, right? That essay d'echalois is even if it's not be'idna. So look at the Turiyev. My timer, sheif essay liam t'vloisa v'loisa. Pir sharaf, kushta mulkos akoma. Essay v'loisa. Miu, loit sarach lochi dafili yavi yom t'vloisa greida losa machshir t'vloisa dochi. He says he's mechavan to the Rashba. Yedua, the Turi Evan, didn't look at Rishayin. He didn't look. He didn't have. It's no need to have a shas. It's the Shagasaya. They say Reb Chaim used to say that the Shagasaya is much better than the Turi Evan. It's hard to gauge that. He says because at age 70, he got his first job. Turi Evan didn't have a job till he was 70. He became Rav of Metz. At 70 years old, Austria. And so Chaim said he had a little money, so it wasn't as good as when he learned without money. He says that's what they say Reb Chaim said. All right, it's hard to gauge. They say B'Shem Chaim, Turi Evan's a Turi Evan. So Koponim, he never quotes a Ritva, never quotes a Marashah, never quotes a Rashba as far as I know. He quotes sometimes a Noi Behuda, sometimes a Pichadish, Yamshe Shleimer, but we shine him either, he was always on the road, Kiddur, so... meaning he was always praving golas. He never quotes Rishayim. I mean, he'll quote a Shibola Leket. Interesting. He quotes Shibola Leket. I'm choishish that, I don't know, maybe somebody did a study. He was in a town, it was a Shibola Leket day, and he looked through, and he you know, ran through it in an hour, when probably knew it. But Rashba and Ritva's in it brings. So he says the Rashba, Bakoch tzach lo mahoch, you have to say, like Shia said, Dimloiken l'man d'ami yom t'vein el lois agreda, b'shabiz, p'sachim, my time of Lodachi asked the Shevlo, I said the Yomtev, Bekol Hani the Masisan. Ubishibayla Leket Pirish, Beshem Rebbeinu Tam. It's interesting, he doesn't even quote the Magen Avraham. He quotes the Shibayla Leket straight. The Shofar, in Shagasai, also quotes the Shibayla Leket. If anybody remembers it, no, anybody remember? I think we did here. On Shemei Koina? No. All right, maybe we didn't do it here. Of course, we didn't do it here, if Shlomi doesn't remember. Ubishibayla Leket Pirish B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam the Shofar Heavy Esed Rabbin Hilkach E Lav the Yomtev Esed Loisa Heavy Dachele Afagav the Bidna the Makar Lav Lo Mekayim Esed Koshali Lefizeh. According to this, that Esed Dachele Loisa Seya, which are Bidna, which are Esed Rabbin, Esed Rabbin is Dachele Loisa Im Isa the Olim Esed Rabbin. If it's true that Esed Rabbin Lemitcha Lav Greida. Afogav the beidna the makalav lo makamesa tikshu masnisan lahani merei. Ask on this misha on all the other merei. The svila the yomtiv lo segreda my lo dochi b'chol hani the taninan. Right? Why don't you say it should be deicha according to them? In other words, asa the rabbim is deicha lo say even abidna. Where does the Rabbeinu Tam get this from? From the Gemara. Gemara is looking for a reason why you can't blow, climb a tree, why you can't go out of tchum, why you can't fix the shayfa on yomtiv. Why don't you say asa deicha lo isa? Gemara says, what do you mean? It's a lois of asa. What happened? Why did the Gemara say Pasha, like the Rani asked, like the Rashba asked? It's not Be'idna. So Rabbeinu Tam took out for me, you don't need Be'idna. Otherwise the Gemara should have said it. It's a simple teretz. So if you don't need Be'idna, frek the Turi Evan, right? By Esed Rabbim, the other Merayim will hold that Yom Tov is only a essay, and a Loisa essay, it should take me Daicha. What do you do with them? That is the Kasha.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.